You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Joe. It's the Joe Starkey Show.
Joe.
It's the Joe Starkey Show.
Joe.
It's the Joe Starkey Show.
Joe.
On Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
I don't know what's happening, Paul, but once again, a pre-show call to city limits was obliterated in the very first words of the show. We were going to play a joke on you where we came out and said it's the Joe Starkey Show. Come out and hit balls with Joe at Topgolf, and then eventually get to you. But City Limits began by saying, here's Joe and Paul, which completely
He's been off of his game.
It's truly amazing. Look who we're with, and we're at Topgolf, by the way. And this is, I don't know, is there a word for beyond incrinculant? This is something. T-Bird to our right here.
Yes.
Fresh off his hot dog contest win. Guess what? They haven't paid him. Pony promised to pay him, what, $500, T-Bird?
Oh, yeah.
He better come up with the cash.
You seen the money yet?
No.
When was the contest?
July 3rd.
Paul.
It's July 15th, yeah. 16th, something like that.
Maybe even the 17th. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever it is. Pony got to come up with the cash.
No money for T-Bird. This is ridiculous.
They got till the end of the month, or I'm going to have to give Tony Soprano a call.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Someone's going to come, right? Yes.
If there's one guy at the station who may know a loan shark, it's Zeiss.
Yes. I know plenty of them, actually.
So get after
him. A few of them who used to call on me.
You're going to have to get after them. I feel like we're sitting with a celebrity here, Paul. What's your newfound celebrity been like, T-Bird, after winning the contest by eating how many? Six?
Six.
Well, oversized hot dogs.
And to be honest, it's been underwhelming because of that, because everyone kind of comes up to me and they're like, only six? But they don't realize
they were double
the size
jointed.
Of the
yeah.
hot dogs. So, yeah, maybe for the next fan hot dog eating contest, we'll use the regular Nathan's natural casing. I don't know. That's
I mean,
just
as
my
far,
opinion.
As far as I'm concerned, you ate 12.
I think it's hilarious.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's hilarious. All those other guys were talking all that trash on the radio all week long, and then he just comes in and beats them all.
Silent killer.
Were you high, T-Bird?
No. No, they just want to say that because I got long hair and tattoos, and I'm a sound engineer. But I really did it just by drinking a lot of water and expanding my stomach.
With chia seeds, I heard?
A little bit of chia seeds.
Yeah, is that cheating? Is there any rules against
no.
chia seeds?
No,
no. That's all part
it's
of
like
it.
It's like working out before
Wait,
you go.
He was high, Paul. I saw him before. I saw you walking in, and there was something amiss, T-Bird. You know, by the way, that if you were, that would be an unbelievable strategy for winning such a contest, right?
I didn't even need it, man. I'm a true athlete.
Okay. Well, here's one. What is a chia seed? That's probably where we
I don't,
should start.
I don't know.
What is a chia seed?
I mean, I guess it's it's what precedes the chia plant. I don't know.
Don't you
it's
get them in like just, in like you know, yogurt little, and stuff?
Yeah,
sometimes?
The little black seeds and like
yeah, I've had those.
They expand when they're in water. So
and
so
you read about that going into the contest?
Yeah, someone said something online. You know, I was watching videos of professional eaters, interviews. anything to expand your stomach, and the sugar kind of tricks your body into not being full.
Now, I missed the details. Was this the type of thing where you were trailing late in the game and had to pound a couple hot dogs to it seems like callous.
No, I stayed consistent the whole time. I set a pace and just kept
That's what
going
Callis didn't
it.
Do.
Yeah, he went all in at first.
Right.
And then it's
like a marathon.
Yeah. It's got to be slow and steady.
Right. Slow and steady wins the race. And
absolutely.
T-Bird personified that, Paul.
Yes.
And I'm damn proud of him.
I'm just saying, I didn't when I heard someone talking about chia seeds.
Yeah. Now, the little known story, if I had been covering the event, is I saw T-Bird pregame get out of his car and come into the venue, which was an unbelievable moment. And again, if I had to bet all the money I have on whether he was high or not, I'd say yes, but I believe him. I believe him here.
You wished me luck as I passed you.
I remember.
And I think that's what what helped me win.
I remember it all.
Do me a favor. Put this behind your computer.
So I'm scared, Paul.
Push this over top. Over
what
there.
Is happening here?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. This is a mess.
It's cold, too.
This is a mess. There we go.
I'm here, here with a couple of Pauls. Our friend Paul Nussbaum from Going Low is here. How would we describe Going Low? It's our golf Twitter site, right? Is that the best way? Yeah?
Fans golf site.
Our golf site and golf show.
And this guy shot us. I've watched him shoot a 78 at Laurel, so he's going to be taking some videos today and maybe talking to us. He's going to be on the air Saturday doing Going Low.
Okay, good.
Which is very exciting. Our friend, is it Nate? Dale? Nate and Dale, Pauls. There's a club over here at Top Golf in South Fayette. Or is it Bridgeville? Or is it both? I mean, I look up to it's both. It's South Fayette. Is South Fayette and Bridgeville, are they rivaling communities? Will we insult one by mentioning the other?
If you live in certain parts of Bridgeville, you go to South Fayette High School.
Okay, so South Fayette is a bigger – Bridgeville is in South Fayette?
I think Bridge – but I think also parts of Bridgeville, don't you also go to Char Valley?
I think so, yeah.
Bridgeville is one of those communities, I think, that's split in half
right.
between two school districts.
Well, the moral of the story is there's a club over there that they claim if you're new to golf, you can't help but hit the ball straight. It's a driver. And I just went up there, and I hit it straight a couple times without really trying.
Where is it at?
Right there. And we're going to be able to play Pebble Beach today up on these monitors, if that's your choice. There's Tiger, by the way. Look at him up there hitting the ball, Paul. I think I tore rib cartilage at Hannistown yesterday.
Yeah.
What a course that is.
Beautiful, huh? I had a great time there, too. It was fun until the rain stopped.
Until the rain came. But we got 11 in.
Yeah.
And I was starting to fall apart like the Bills in a Super Bowl anyway. I probably got out of there at the right time.
10, 11. We got 12 in, actually. Well,
yeah.
Almost 12, yeah.
Limits, how are you, other than blowing the top of the show today?
I am great, yes. Again, you know. Got in a little bit late. The morning show went a little bit long, which is okay. It happens. But other than that, I'm doing good.
T-Bird was in a panic here because you're supposed to hook us up at Bridgeville, but that was Harry Callis' fault?
Yes, that was Harry's fault. I guess T-Bird was calling, but Harry wasn't answering.
Thought or an opinion on Pony and the PM guys not paying T-Bird yet when he won this contest on July 3rd? They owe him $500.
It's outstandingly rude. I mean, they need to give T-Bird his money. He said he was going to pay rent for that. I mean, what if T-Bird gets evicted from his nice apartment?
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. In the post-game interview, you said you're paying rent. Are you late on your rent because of them?
I just moved into a new house, and I think they want me to get evicted. I think that's what's going on here.
He won the money and tried to upgrade his house.
Have you bet Pony on other stuff? Is he bad on pay-ups?
He usually pays.
He does? Okay.
He usually pays.
I trust him. I do know Pony was he was out. He was on vacation or something like that. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Very good. Let's get started here, Paul. How about this place, though? Look at this.
Yeah.
We can. And I had them turn on our golf ball machine here. We can shoot balls all day if we want.
Well, how are you going to do that with torn
carpet? Very easily. I told you guys yesterday, and I told Paul here, I'm playing better because of the torn rib cartilage. It's forcing me to take short, little, compact swings. I swear that's why I had a 43 yesterday.
So you're going to play the Moon Open injured?
Yes, and maybe play it better. Malzy had an 88 at Oakmont yesterday. Did you hear about that? 44 on front and back.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That is pretty impressive, yes.
You've seen Malzy play, haven't you?
If he keeps the ball straight, he can score like that, you know?
Yeah, he pounds the ball.
He does.
You know who doesn't pound the ball? The Pirates. Although, they've scored way more runs in July so far. granted, it's sort of a small sample size, but I think it's fourth in the NL in runs. I think there's reason to believe there will be some more internal improvement. Although you have, as you have said, there will probably be some internal regression as well. But they're doing a decent job so far. But we all agree, including Shelty on the record the other day, saying we want a hitter. We need a hitter. Paul, there's a guy out in Oakland. I just wrote about this morning. His name is Brent Rooker. He comes cheap, which should have Bob Nutting, his eyes lighting up. $750 for the rest of this season. But the real point is, he's under team control for 3.5 more years.
Right.
So why would Oakland trade him? Because he's 29 and because you're selling high. He only has the equivalent of two major league seasons under his belt. He's a late bloomer. But he's got 51 home runs since the beginning of last season. He's seventh in OPS in all of baseball this year. It would put him like 100 points higher than the Pirates' highest guy, which is Brian Reynolds. He's a slugger who's under team control. And here's the point. I'm looking at The Athletic and places like that. They're mentioning the Reds, the Braves, the Yankees, the Phillies. And in none of them does anybody give up a top five prospect. Jim Bowden from The Athletic, we've talked about him. They proposed an Atlanta-Oakland trade in which the Braves give up two good prospects, but they're both ranked 6 through 10 in their system. Cade Cooler and Luis Ganipa are the two guys. Remember the game Ganip, Paul, when we were kids? The little ping pong balls?
Yeah.
Great game. Not a top five prospect. Listen, if there's one bidding war on earth that the Pirates should be able to win, It should be a prospect bidding war, right? They can't win any other, but they can win a prospect bidding war, or they should be able to. I mean, come on. They should be able to blow these teams out of the water. And if I hear one more time from people, even in the media here, even fans here, say, oh, the Pirates aren't ready. They're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. What do you mean they're not ready? If they'll ever be ready, they're ready now. It's their responsibility to take advantage of having one of the best young pitching prospects, maybe the best young pitcher in baseball history. What are we doing here? And there seems to be this idea that they can only make one move in the near future. They got one, and they better get it right, or the rest of the franchise history is doomed. They should be able to make several. But in this case, Paul, they don't even – one top five prospect will put them ahead of other teams.
Well, and here's the thing. I would be willing to say, why not make it a whole deal and see if you can't part with a couple of other guys and see if you can't pull the reliever from the kid from Waynesburg away too.
There was a major league executive quoted as saying that would take the Herschel Walker trade. I'm glad you mentioned that. But in baseball terms – that would probably take three of your top 10 prospects. I mean, that would be a massive deal. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
I would. But for starters, they got to have a hitter. They got to have a real slugger.
Or better
here.
Yet, how about the Blade guy? Blade and your boy here. What do you think that would take?
More prospect. Maybe Henry Davis thrown in the deal.
Exactly. That's my point. I tell you what I hate about every year when we get around the trade deadline is all these wonks. You know, I call them the Pirates wonks, who are more interested in keeping a bunch of guys they have no idea how good they are going to be, right?
Yeah.
But they have this romanticized idea of what these prospects are based on, you know, what they've read about them or what they've seen about them or what, you know, some scout has told them about them. They have no idea what these guys can be. The bottom line is, and I hate to say it like this, but I don't care. What I care about is the 2024 Pirates.
Yes.
And you know, I see a team that's not that far off.
I started the column by saying, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled that the Pirates drafted a bunch of high school students the other day. Maybe they can win the Whitfield title next year and beat Avonworth.
Right.
I'm a little more interested in the major league team.
Excellent.
That's the post-Skeens era that they're getting ready for.
Right.
With high school kids. Are you kidding me?
And the thing about it is, you don't know if any of them are going to be any good.
Sure.
I mean, I keep hearing about Tamar Johnson. I would love for one of these prospect people, you know, that I would love for one of them to explain to me how they know definitively he's going to be a really good major
right.
league player.
And I'm not against, obviously, drafting high school kids.
I'm not
Some
either.
Of the greatest players in I'm major league against, history are high school kids.
I'm not against having a farm system. What I am against, however, is treating your farm system like it's equal with your major league team, which it's not.
Hoarding these prospects, and I'm actually insulted by some of what I've heard lately, because it implies that people calling for a trade in which you deal one top five prospect, not even Bubba Chandler, one, and then maybe one or two others, let's say in your top 10 to 15, that you're just a fan, that you sound like a fan out there who wants to trade all your, you know, get their good player and get rid of a bunch of valuable young prospects. Like somehow this is, you know, a joke, or you're uninformed somehow by saying this. I'm reading that the Atlanta Braves, who last I checked are pretty good, that a realistic trade proposal would send two of their 6 to 10 top prospects to Oakland for a guy who is hitting like Bryce Harper and like Christian Yelich and people like that this year, and right. has 3.5 years of team control.
No, absolutely.
What's so crazy about that? What would be so crazy about sending Henry Davis and Thomas Harrington to Oakland for Brent Rooker?
Right.
Why would that be crazy? I still have an elite catching prospect in Rodriguez. Joey Bart actually looks like he could stick around for a while. I still have Bubba Chandler and every single one of my top prospects except one, which is Thomas Harrington. I have an organizational crisis with hitters. I've got no homegrown hitters who are high impact on my major league team. Not one. Nick Gonzalez could get there. He's not there yet. And I have none in the minors who are knocking on the door.
Right.
Tamar Johnson, is, like you said, in Class A.
Right.
I've got nobody at AAA who would be described as a young hitter knocking on the door. I saw where they've played 80 some games and not one guy there has double digit homers. It's an organizational crisis. That's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is not saying, hey, maybe they should trade one of their top five guys for a 29-year-old elite slugger right now in Major League Baseball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Right. That's the thing about it is if you've got 2 or 3 years of control, you're not just going to get a rental. You know what I mean? It's not like you're going to, you know, so to me, would you rather have 2 or 3 years of a guy who's proven he can do it at a major league level? Or hang on to one of these prospects who you have no idea if he'll ever help you.
Yeah, for what,
like,
I would
to me,
say.
To
for
me,
what?
To me, like, the Pirates have to get to a point now where they start really, really worrying about now.
Yes.
This is now to a point where you're not going to get away with this piecemeal. Well, we're going to piecemeal it together for the next, because we're not quite ready. And then next year, you know, who knows what happens.
But some people hear what you just said and say, oh, so you think they should trade, you know, their top three prospects? No, they might not even have to touch their top three to get this guy. The Reds are in on this guy. And they're proposing deals in some of the reports I see where the Reds would give up three of their top 13 prospects, but none in the top five.
Yeah, yeah.
None.
But here's my thing. If I told you right now you could have Vlad Jr. for Tamar Johnson and Solomato, you mean to tell me you wouldn't do that?
In a second.
Tomorrow?
In a second. It's not.
And you know what? I'd throw Mitch Jeb in there, too.
You can't throw Jeb in there.
Throw Mitch
He's going to be
in
Derek Jeter in 8 years.
You know what I'm saying? My point is, you can't touch these guys. Well, it depends on what the return is. Do you know what I'm saying? It depends on what the return is for me before you tell me I can't touch this guy or I can't touch that guy.
The idea that I keep hearing is, well, the Pirates aren't ready yet for something like that. They're not good enough yet. They might never be more ready. Well, you know, take 8 seconds and Google pitcher injuries. That's all you need to know. All I know is right now, as we sit here on whatever the date is, T-Bird, any idea?
None, July 17th, none of us. I think.
The three of us have no idea what date. The time is 10:22 on July 18th. All I know is the Pirates are a game and a half out of a playoff spot. The division is still within reach. And they have maybe the greatest young pitcher in the history of baseball, healthy and at the height of his powers right now. If that's not being ready, then I don't know what is. Do they have a flawed lineup, maybe a bad one? Yes, they do. I don't see many 27 Yankees lineups out there, though.
That's the key to me.
And more to the point, this team is built for a short series or three.
Right, right.
Just try to get there. And if you don't, then Brent Rooker is still here for the next 3 years.
Right.
Well, who argues against this? 412-928-9370. 928-9370.
The thing about it, I would tell you, is most of these, again, it's the same group of people that are so beholden to this idea that we must hoard prospects for, you know, because that's the way we're going to build a team.
Yeah.
As I've said before, the most unrealistic idea and thought is that you can bring all of your prospects together and they're all going to be great at the same time.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Neil Huntington went through a huge rebuild. I would say it wasn't even McCutchen wasn't even his guy. Was Neil Walker wasn't even his guy. So of all the guys that all the prospect hoarding they did under Huntington, how many of those guys became impact players over a long period of you or I could have picked Gerrit Cole, so forget about him. That's the top pick in the draft. How many? Like Polanco didn't turn out if that was even a Huntington guy in the international market. Marte became a really good player, and I can't even remember if he was Huntington or Littlefield. Pedro flamed out. Anybody else? Tyone got good elsewhere. He was hurt, bad break. But again, you or I could have picked him too. How many guys did they trade for? Did they draft who turned out? It's such a low percentage.
Absolutely.
So when you have a chance to parlay, listen, we can all, if the deal was made today, let's say Solomato, Harrington, and then somebody else in the lower regions of their top 20, two young pitchers and a guy like that. We would all wake up tomorrow. They would still have Bubba Chandler. They would still have Tamar Johnson. They would still have Braxton Ashcraft.
Right.
And they would still have Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and Mitch Keller. And now they would have an absolute thumper in the middle of their order. A guy who has a 942 OPS, which is just behind Gunnar Henderson.
Well,
a guy who has 51 homers since the beginning of last season and is only 29 and could be here for 3.5 years.
If you remember, when they, in the wild card 2013 year, their catcher was Russell Martin. Was he homegrown?
Nope.
Gabby Sanchez.
Nope.
Was the first baseman. No. Neil Walker was homegrown, but guess what? He was drafted by the general manager before.
Yes.
Before that, the general manager at the time. Clint Barmas, not homegrown. Pedro was homegrown. Pedro, so that's two. Starling Marte, wasn't he a trade from the Dodgers, I think? Or
was he? I thought he was an international signing.
He might have been an international signing. You're right. So we'll say he was homegrown. Kutch, obviously. Travis Snyder was not homegrown. Garrett Jones was not homegrown.
Most importantly, Liriano and Burnett were not homegrown.
Marlon Byrd, not homegrown, right?
Right.
I mean, if you look through that lineup, Burnett, Liriano, not homegrown. Morton and Locke were traded for, weren't they?
Yes.
They were traded for. Wandy Rodriguez was not homegrown.
Grilly, Melanson.
That's what I'm saying.
Watson. I don't think any of those guys were homegrown. Yeah. Was Watson? I can't remember. But I get your point.
My point, but Watson, I think, was a holdover from the regime before. Tony Watson was.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm looking, wait. Well, there he is, right here. Let me look at Tony Watson.
So, yes, your point overall actually, is Tony, that only a certain Tony percentage turned out?
Tony Watson was drafted by the Marlins.
There you go.
There you have it.
So, here's the other thing.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. He went to school then. I'm sorry. Okay, he went to school and then the Pirates drafted him.
Okay.
So, he's homegrown.
Very good. Yes. So, I'm calling up the A's general manager, David Forrest, if I'm Ben Cherington. I'm saying, what's your best offer for Rooker? I assume you're dealing him. He's 29. You guys are looking to get younger. You're looking to sell high. He doesn't have to say that. This guy's on the block because he's 29, because he only has a couple seasons under his belt, because you're selling high. What's your best offer? I'll blow it out of the water. What's your best offer? I will blow it out of the water.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, and to me, here's what I'm going to tell you. Where's it at here? Go here. What?
Yes.
What? Give me one second here. I'm looking to some. Okay, so if you were to tell the A's that you want Bledé, Rooker, and Miller. What do you think that package would be?
Probably six of your top 10 in Henry Davis. That would be like that executive that was quoted for Miller. It would be a Herschel Walker trade, whatever the equivalent of that is in baseball. But here's the other thing. Miller is maybe not likely, but desiring and possibly going to be a starter next year. Can you imagine Miller, Skeens, Jones, Keller, and Chandler as your rotation?
What if it took five of your top 10 prospects?
Yeah.
Davis and Sawinski, would you do that deal?
In a heartbeat. Now, a lot of people would hear that and say, these guys are getting crazy, but they'd be the same people that when the deal was announced would be shouting from the rooftops how great it is.
Right. You'd get two outfielders and, you know, a guy, and then you know what you could do? Backfill from some of your prospects by trading Chapman to a contender, then Perez to a contender, and maybe even Gonzalez to a contender.
Yes.
And you still have a rotation that can win. You still have
what are those things, Paul? I'm sorry to interrupt.
What?
Can we have some of those? Those little things that are fried in their little balls? Those in that basket? Yes. Thank you. This is unbelievable. We're getting tater tots and chicken fingers. Anyway, I interrupted you.
No, I can't even remember what I was talking about. I know. But my point is, you could backfill some of those.
T-Bird, if you're high again, you're going to be all over those things, right?
I'm just chilling here, man.
All right. I'm sorry.
If you have. Okay, let's try this again. If you have those two guys and you have Miller, even if you offload Chapman and Perez. And it doesn't matter that you offloaded Sawinski because you've got two outfielders. You know what I mean? So your outfield is now Bledé, Rooker, and Reynolds is your outfield now, right? And then you've got Miller in your bullpen as your setup guy to Bednar. You know what
I mean? It would be ridiculous. It would be unbelievable. And you could sign me up for it.
And here's my thing. My thing is, what have you really given up?
Well, in that case, you've given up the core of your system, but that still would be okay because you're still really, really young with your pitching. But if we just stuck to Rooker before all that, I'd love to hear an argument against it.
My point is, when is Tamar Johnson going to help this team?
Maybe never, and maybe in 3 years.
Okay? In 3 years.
With all the high school shortstops they have.
And guess what? In 3 years, they'll probably be, a year away from having to trade Skeens.
Give us a package.
All I'm saying is, what have you really given up? Well, Bubba Chandler, okay. You've given up a pitching prospect.
All right, Paul, we're back. We're at Topgolf here. We're presenting trades with the Oakland A's. The Pirates could go wild and go for the Herschel Walker deal with just take Mason Miller, Blade, and Rooker. But we started today, and I would sign up for that, by the way, especially if Miller became a starter like there's talk of him doing next season.
Right.
But what about just Rooker for now? The complications or the drawbacks, there's a couple. I mean, he's a late bloomer. Is this going to be for real moving forward? You have to ask yourself that. And also, he really doesn't play a position. He can't really field. To which I say, who cares? Like he can if he has to go out there. And what does that mean for McCutchen? I don't know. Maybe McCutchen or Rooker would have to play the outfield if this trade were ever going to happen. Maybe they'd have to do it once in a while with Michael A. Taylor as a defensive replacement. I don't know. Those are details for later. I don't give a crap. The guy can leave his glove in his car. They need a bat like this. Yeah. And he would have to get in the lineup, period. This right now is one of the elite bats in Major League Baseball who, by all industry talk, can be had for a relatively cheap price in return.
Right, exactly.
So do it. I'd love people to step up with some realistic trade packages and what you're willing to part with. And if you're suffering from PDS, prospect derangement syndrome,
right,
give us a call and maybe we can help, because I'm telling you that the Pirates can get one of the best hitters in baseball, power hitters in baseball right now, maybe giving up one top five prospect and a couple in their top 10 to 15. At the most, three. So one top five, and let's say you're 9 and 12 prospects, and have a guy who's under team control for 3.5 years. 3.5 years at the age of 29. I'd love to hear an argument why anybody wouldn't do that. Because, again, like I said, you wake up tomorrow, you very likely still have Bubba Chandler and Tamar Johnson and most, nearly all of your top pitching prospects.
Right.
And your lineup is radically changed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.